Hello.
Hey Elijah, this is Sam. How are you? Hello?
There?
Hey, this is Sam. How are
Yeah,
you?
hey Sam, what's up? What's up, Sam? How you doing?
I'm okay. What about yourself? How was your feeling?
I'm doing okay. So what's the story? Where were you up to?
All right, as for our last discussion, like whatever the changes that you mentioned to me, right? We already made those changes to over the site, and now we are good to go. I can share the link with you. You can review it and let me know what we need to do, and we go ahead and launch the site, or would you like to make more changes? So you can let me know that.
Let me ask you a question. If I want to, in the customization section, if
Yes.
somebody wants to customize their product, let's say instead of writing Sam Jones, they want to write Sam Jones in Chinese or in Hebrew or something like that. Is that going to be possible?
Okay, but this thing you need to be give the if it is possible from your hand, if you will give this option to your clients. But we need to create this function again, because this function we haven't created to change the language. But this option could be possible.
Why do you need it?
This
Why do
option.
you need to change the function of changing the language? I'm not changing the I only want that you should be able to type it in. Like if I change the keyboard settings on my keyboard, it has nothing to do with a website. I could type into Google in Hebrew and in English. Doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
I really do understand that, but that is a function which is we need to be created on this side in the back end. Whenever you will be published the product in the customization, so you need to give the option to your clients, like what language they want to write down. Or even we will show the language option to your clients, so they can select the language and they can write it down to which language they want to write it. But we need to create this function. It's not like it belonging with the IP address. Like whenever the site will be open in the China or Spain or any other country,
No.
select the
So I don't
language.
need. I don't. I.
So
No. I want only Hebrew, English and Hebrew. That's it. It shouldn't go with an IP address. Just go that you should be able to select which language you want.
yes. So this thing,
Think
it's
we can.
possible. It's possible. Not an issue. It's not a it's not that much complicated. But we can do it. But we need to create this function, and it will take time. So what we do? We have our solution right here. If you want that function, no issue. I will go ahead and create that function for you. But at this moment, if you want to go live, we can go ahead and launch your website, and so on. In the back end, we will start working on this function, this language function, and once it will be completed, so we will push to live version.
Okay, so let's go ahead and launch it and work on that. I didn't check yet through the website, but I think we should launch it so I should be able to real play life it, give it to some people to play around with to see if there are any issues, bugs, or whatever it is.
So let's do one thing. So if you want to play in this way, so I will go ahead and launch it on the beta version, right? So you will share with your friends and family the beta version, and they will test it all the things. If they fail to find any bugs and fixes, so you will let me know. I will go ahead and make those change on the beta version. Once everything looks fine and you are satisfied, like every bugs and fixes has been done, then we will move that site from the beta to the live version. That's fine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So the domain name, the engraveinternational.com, is that the domain name, or would you like to use some other name?
Yeah, that's the domain.
Right, so do you have the access of this domain?
Yeah, I own the domain, yeah.
Right, okay, so just give me one second, please. Stay with me. So where, by the way, where did you purchase that domain from?
I purchased it from Google Domain.
Google domain. Okay. Okay, just give me one second. Stay with me, please. I need to check
Sure.
one more thing. Okay, how to spell your domain name, by the way? Actually, I need to check one thing. Engrave is
How do I
E.
spell it?
Yeah, ENGREV, Engrave International. Com, right?
No, again, ENGRAVING International, engraving.
International. Okay. Okay, just stay with me, please. And have you ever created any email on this domain name, like info@andrew.com?
Yes.
You did. So you are working, you are using Google Workspace for your email.
Yes.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Right, are you there?
Yes.
Right, I just checked, right? So I believe you don't have any hosting server to move the site to the beta version.
You don't have what version?
I'm saying
I didn't understand.
The hosting server I'm talking about, because I just checked on your domain name, you have an incoherentinternational.com domain from the Google. Right, and you have a Google Workspace for your emails, but you don't have the hosting server to host the site on your hosting server.
That makes sense. I mean, I never purchased that. Sam, I'm going to have to give you a call back in a half an hour, okay?
Sure, I will call you back then.
Okay, bye.